Looking to bounce back after a tough 7-2 loss to Queens Friday night, the Nipissing Lakers men's hockey team was back at it Saturday afternoon, as they hosted the Ontario Tech Ridgebacks. An early outburst and a big end to the second period powered the Lakers to a 5-4 victory over the Ridgebacks. With a quick turnaround, the Lakers were looking to salvage the weekend and grab a split on home ice. The Lakers jumped out to a quick start, going up 2-0 in the first period thanks to goals by Charles Farmer and Devin Maia. The two tallies were all the offense in the first, as Nipissing held the lead after 20 minutes. In the middle frame, the two-goal lead evaporated quickly, as Ontario Tech struck twice early on to tie the game. Nipissing fought back, however, regaining the lead by scoring three straight goals. Noah Vomscheit, Farmer's second and the eventual game winner by Kyle Foreman, all in 8 minutes, put Nipissing up 5-2. Ontario Tech scored twice in the third to close within a goal, but the Lakers held on for the victory. Zach Roy earned the win in net for Nipissing, who improved to 6-1-2-2-0 and sit in ninth spot in the 10-team OUA West. The victory comes after a 5-0 exhibition win over Team China at Memorial Gardens on Wednesday night. Nipissing hits the road for a pair of games next week, facing the Ottawa GGs and Carlton Ravens, both in Ottawa. Lakers women blank Queens Gales. The Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team blanked the Queens Gales 3-0 on the road today in Kingston. Maggie McKee, Tessa Kozik and Madison Lauberg all scored, while Chantel Sandquist made 39 saves for the shutout win. The Lakers sit in first place in the OUA East with a 1-3-3-1-1 record. The Lakers are back in action next weekend when they host the York Lions and Ottawa GGs at Memorial Gardens.